Proclamation number 3994 of 9th of March, 1947. Light from the height. Total darkness. In a time of complete darkness, I have to send you humans increased light so that you will see and find the right path to me. And complete darkness will prevail when people no longer long for the truth themselves, or when they accept everything as truth which is offered to them and which is strongly permeated by error. The light of truth is my word, for I myself am the eternal truth and the light emanates from me. But what is conveyed to people on earth as my word has lost its bright glow of light. It is only the shell which once contained the core. Admittedly, the core can still be found with good will by the person who seriously strives for truth, for it consists of the pure teaching of love which I myself preached to people on earth in order to transfer them from the state of darkness into the bright state, which is the purpose and aim of earthly life, in order to guide them into recognizing the truth from me. For light is wisdom. Light is knowledge about me and my plan of salvation from eternity. Anyone who lives in the light will also feel the benefit of light. Anyone who lives in darkness does not know the meaning and purpose of earthly existence and seeks it in the world. He only strives and creates diligently for earthly things and ignores the spiritual. He does not know the path because it is dark around him and he desires too little for the light, for the word which comes forth from me, testifies of me and leads to me. This word is offered to him too little because he desires it too little. You humans are unaware of the power of my word if you receive it in earnest desire for it. You pay more attention to ceremonies and humanly decreed commandments than to my word. Yet this alone is important to take. It is the word alone which gives you brightness if you obey it, for with the word light comes to you which flows over you from above according to your desire. If you want to recognize error, you must let yourselves be instructed. You must learn to distinguish truth from error and, if both are offered to you, decide for yourselves what you want to accept. You must also grant access to the light which my love allows to flow to you. You must pay attention to my word, which is offered to you from above, or you must accept it elsewhere with a full-hearted will for truth, for it will always be my word if you desire to hear me myself. Understand that your desire alone is decisive as to whether you accept truth or error. Grasp this so that you can understand why humanity lives in darkness, why it no longer lives in pure truth, which at the same time also signifies light, because the desire for truth does not exist. And therefore error also finds access and yet is not recognized as error. Again and again I try to point people to the truth, but they surely withdraw. They flee the light and content themselves with the twilight, which makes every clear realization impossible for them. They are content with inadequate knowledge and yet could be introduced to profoundest wisdom if they respected my light from above, which is imparted to them as an extraordinary gift of grace. They could lift an immeasurable treasure and carelessly pass it by. But they constantly receive error and thereby aggravate the lightless state. Let yourselves be enlightened. Do not set limits to your own knowledge. Think for yourselves and do not thoughtlessly accept what is offered to you under the guise of my will. Come to me and appeal to me for the purest truth. Don't be satisfied with spiritual knowledge offered to you by people, but always ask me for advice first. Appeal to me for support, for right thinking, and sincerely desire to stand in the truth. and it will become yours. You will recognize it as truth. You will pleasantly feel it as light and never ever want to step out of the light of my word. For my word alone is light which shines far and wide, which chases away all darkness in you, gives you right recognition and leads you towards me. My word is eternal truth, for it originates from me myself as the eternal truth. And anyone who lives in truth will never ever lose it. He will take it with him as spiritual possessions into the kingdom, which is his true home, and he will live for eternity. Amen.